I believe it was called Crown Farm, but don't hold me to being definite, because we just call it Wilson's Farm, and the top one, which is opposite the Platte, where the farmhouse itself is now and still is, was where they kept the horses, a few chickens and pigs, a big size. There was a hay rick occasionally in the fields beyond, but the fields behind, and which carried up over the hill, which run along parallel roughly with Wilden Street and over onto Fieldway area, is where the cows grazed for the milking farm, which was the one lower down, and that was the one which comes opposite where the weather vane is, and the antique shop, which was then Welch's butcher shop, where we lived. And there was, as I said, cows down there, bulls, and the hayricks. I've seen steam thrashing down there, because the back of where we lived in Noah's yard actually looked over where the thrashing and the hayricks was and the barn. And it was great, because that made our day, because money was not very much around in that days. We'd just gone through the depression of the 30s and early 20s and early 30s. So we found other things to do, and mainly centred around the farm. Then we went to school in St Mary's School in School Lane, where I stayed until I was 14. But going back to where we lived in Wilding Street, we was there until 37, and we came along back, believe it or not, to Norwood Yard again, where we took another house, the top right, and not the one looking down the yard, but the one in the corner at the top right, which is still there today. My granny lived in one down, which is laid back a little, and we was there until 1939. When we moved to Fieldway, after Fieldway, half of Fieldway was built, the other half was being built, and again, we used the fields and around us for play, and during the time when we wasn't at school, I can remember vaguely, but still vividly, that coming down from the fields where gas masks are on us, or over our shoulders, and the siren went, and we put these gas masks on, and as we went past some of the buildings which were still being built, and the fellows on the scaffolding shouted across, "This is not a gas attack, it's just a warning, an air raid warning." So as we was running with these snorting away in front of us, it was quite something. When we got back home,